Queen Mary, the time is 5:30.
I just gaveled. I'm going to call to order the February 25th, 2020 Willow City Council Special Meeting Mid-Year Budget Review at 5:30. Gary, could you lead us in the pledge, please?
I would be happy to do so, Madam Mayor.
Salute.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fletcher. Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Miller.
Here.
Vice Mayor Finnegan.
Here.
Mayor Warren.
Here.
Mayor Warren, just real quick, I just received word that Mr. Fletcher will be here, but he's running just a little bit tardy, so we'll just note when he does come in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, moving on to four, public comment, written communications. Public comment is restricted to only those topics listed on the agenda and is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comment this evening? Seeing none, we'll move to five, fiscal year 2019-2020 mid-year budget review, general fund revenue projection, general fund expenditures by department versus 2018-19, appropriations request, enterprise funds, status of trees, Lassen Street project. Mr. Salisbury. Oh, well, we will note that Mr. Fletcher has come in at 5:31.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and members of the council. Before you this evening is very similar in terms of methods and reports that we've provided to you in past mid-year reviews. But before we get started, I need to do some editing and housekeeping to the report. If I could have you turn to the budget report, the written budget report, a couple of editing items here. In the very first section, part one, mid-year general fund review, it has exhibits 2-1, 2-2, and 2-3. It actually should be exhibit 1-1, 1-2, and 1-3. And then right below that, under exhibit 1-1, general fund revenue projection revisions, it talks about implementation of the 18-19 budget. That needs to read implementation of the 2019-20 budget. So with those revisions, what I'd like to do is lead off with updated revenue projections, if we possibly could here. If I could have you turn to exhibit 1-1. And highlight some of the more major revenue revisions. Fortunately, the major revenue revisions are upward rather than downward. We have a couple of small downward ones, but primarily we're revising upward. Primarily in the areas of property tax, we've revised the property tax revenue projection by $28,000. We've seen the first round of property tax allocations from the county, and they're coming in stronger than we expected them to be. We had also, if we go back to the original budget, we passed or did that budget in May. We saw the final numbers in June and July for last year's property tax, and probably would have revised at that point in time had we seen the end of last year as well. So we've gone ahead and moved that number up by about $28,000. We've moved sales tax up by $20,000. I do want to point out, following up our conversations we've had previously, including the last city council meeting, where we were discussing the one-time fairly large sales tax number due primarily to housing the folks, the responders and the victims of the campfire, and also having additional folks in town working on the cow plant, and we'll deal with that as it pertains to occupancy tax as well. But again, we had some sales tax numbers that were somewhat higher than expected and some at one time. We ended up receiving $1.477 million in sales tax last year. We were projecting $1.38, but the numbers that we have seen thus far have allowed us to revise that to $1.4 million, which would be another $20,000 in additional projected revenue. The third item that we've revised upward is motor vehicle fees. This is vehicle licenses or registration that get distributed to individual jurisdictions on a per capita basis. Again, this was a number we expected to be about $575,000. It looks like we'll be about $20,000 above that, so we've revised that number upward by $20,000. Couple of other small revisions upwards, a revision downward in weed abatement. The weed abatement activity was not as extensive as it generally what is in most years, so we revised the revenue side and the expense side that went along with that downward. Bottom line is, we have, if we can look at the handout real quick that was that we provided to you outside of the outside of what was distributed that we put on the dais for you. If we look at the top of that, revenues, we're projecting revenues up $64,500 above original anticipation. So we're anticipating a projected general fund revenue of $4.163 million. We could also then take a quick look then at exhibits 1-2 and 1-3, just a couple of items to point out. Generally, when we're looking at budgets, we want to think of them in terms of being ratable, half the year done, half the money being expended. And it doesn't, in a lot of areas, it doesn't really work out that way. We do incur two very major costs in July, the first month of each year. We pay the PERS unfunded liability in lump sum in July of each year. We do not pay it on a monthly basis. The reason we do that is it actually ends up getting discounted about 3.5% by paying the lump sum up front. So we utilize our existing cash flow to do that. But what that does is that creates a large expense in the very first month. In addition, we pay property and liability insurance in lump sum in July of each year. So that's another one that's not spread out ratably, but gets lump summed up front. Net result, if you look at Exhibit 1-1, and some of this is very common to previous years, if we look at the third line item down of expenditures, city manager, 91% has been expended. Again, the primary line item, since we don't have a sitting city manager, full-time city manager, our current acting city manager is in the fire department budget. The primary, what makes up the city manager's budget is the annual unfunded liability assigned to the city manager's position. So again, since that's paid for in the very first month of the year, it looks very skewed. We do not anticipate exceeding the budgeted amount for that particular line item on the year. The remaining items that are in there are some city manager specific travel. And again, we don't anticipate that going over. Two other areas, if we can go down a stretch, recreation. Similar situation, that the unfunded liability payment in the first month tends to skew that number for the first half of the year, so we're a little over 62%. And then the swimming pool, 78% expended. As a reminder, the swim season covers two fiscal years, but with the vast majority of it being in July and early August, we don't open the pool until about the second week of June, so there's very little in an ending fiscal year, and most of that is then carried over into the, or expended in the beginning of the next fiscal year, and that's why that number looks as skewed as it does. The final item that is for lack of describing it, out of whack in terms of a percentage expended halfway through the year is capital outlay. The big situation there is the $160,000 that we pointed out at the last city council meeting in regards to the deposit to Cal Water for engineering review and inspection of the waterline portion of the EDA project in South Willows. Again, that was a project, that was an item that was not anticipated in the course of developing this project or asking for the grant funds. Potentially, there'll be two items that will relieve this number. One, as noted, a good chunk of that 160 is considered a deposit for engineering review and for inspection, so we don't believe they'll utilize the full 160. And secondly, if we have contingency funds from the EDA grant, when all's said and done, they will participate in the payment of the balance of this. But to maintain a conservative, worst case scenario approach, we have booked that into the general fund, and we'll add that to the appropriations as well that we're going to request of you. But $160,000 of that $196,000, or $198,000, is that Cal Water item. As a reminder, Council did, under capital projects, allocate $40,000 for repair and improvement to the City Hall building, and another $40,000 for finance, HR, and community development software. Those numbers, those items do remain in there, but I do want to point out to council that staff does have the discretion to utilize those funds as at the department head level as they see fit. We've had two situations where we have dipped into the improvements to City Hall. One, we had an emergency breakdown of the pump system down at the water well. And as we've discussed with any enterprise fund, if there's not enough funds in the enterprise fund, the general fund has to backfill. The size of the repair was such that we did not have enough fund balance in the water enterprise fund. So about 6,000 to 6,500 of general fund from this capital portion was used to complete that repair. Another 4,000 came out of the water enterprise fund. Secondly, we had another item regarding partitions in the swimming pool restrooms. And the nature of those was such they needed to be replaced, and they needed to be replaced immediately. So again, we utilized those funds under capital outlay to that report, and that repair is about $3,500, $4,000, somewhere around there. So just so you are aware, it's about $10,000 of that $40,000 originally slated for City Hall retrofit improvement that had to go elsewhere in terms of our operational needs. So that kind of covers where we might be considered skewed in terms of our expenditures for the first 6 months compared to budget. Briefly, let's look at Exhibit 1-3, where we compare various expense categories to last year. Just want to point out a couple of items to you. One, the second item down, employee benefits. As we've discussed historically, our PERS unfunded liability goes up about $50,000 to $80,000 a year. And that's the nature of that difference between this year and last year. That $80,000 difference is almost entirely the increase in the annual PERS unfunded liability payment. And then wages are up over last year by $36,000. We have full-timers overtime is included in that wages full-time. We do have a situation in the fire department. We have one of our firefighters who is out on what's referred to as Labor Code 4850 leave. For those of you that aren't familiar in the public safety environment, California Labor Code 4850 calls for somebody in a public safety position who is out on workers' comp or an industrial related leave to continue to receive their full salary. That's separate and apart from any temporary disability they receive from the workers' comp system. So we're required to backfill that position, continue to pay that individual, and backfill that position in the shift. So we run into a situation where we have incurred additional expense of, in essence, doubling up for the coverage of that shift. You'll find later that we're also going to ask for a budget augmentation to finish that off. And also, the fire chief has made the decision not to fill the code enforcement officer's position for the balance of the fiscal year to help offset the additional cost of this as well. So we'll go into that in more detail in a little bit, but wanted to point out that's the reason why the wage number is higher than it was same period the year before. Other than that, again, discussing capital outlay, that's greater than the year before, 198 versus 60,000 last year. Again, that's due to the Cal Water issue that we previously discussed. Everything else compared to last year is very roughly in line with last year's activity as we would expect it to be. Any questions regarding the first 6 months' activity as it pertains to the general fund?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Larry, you have questions? Larry?
No, I'm good.
Joe?
I'm good.
I have no questions either.
Thank you. If I could then have everyone turn to Exhibit 2-1 and also have the handout that was provided as well. And I want to go over appropriations already made as well as requested appropriations as it pertains to the general fund. Exhibit 2-1 provides a little bit detail along with, if you look to the right-hand side of the handout, it has notes. And those notes correspond to notes on the second page, but those notes are basically repeating what's on Exhibit 2-1. First line item where staff is asking for additional general fund appropriation will be $5,000 additional under the city attorney. And although we are pleased to report, and as you have seen, that we're well underway in terms of demolition of the Golden Pheasant and Denny's building. Very happy to see that happening. There's been a lot of effort and expense involved in getting us to that point in time. We're happy to see that in play. We anticipate additional code enforcement activities throughout the balance of the fiscal year, and we've already used up almost $7,000 of the $10,000 we had set aside for code enforcement legal counsel. And so given the fact that we had really bitten into that number, we're asking for additional $5,000. The next line item is actually a reduction in appropriation of $50,000 out of the planning department. To refresh council's memory, we're able to get economies of scale with the county and piggyback onto their general plan amendment update. So it was going to cost about $160,000. We had applied for, with the Department of Housing and Community Development, the use of the $75 per recording fee that was implemented a year ago in January, and the allotment to the City of Willows was going to be about $160,000. Pleased to report that we did receive approval of that from HCD, and we have the signed grant agreement for that $160,000. So therefore, the $50,000 at this point in time becomes unnecessary. So we're going to ask that that be removed as an appropriation. However, I do want to caution that the general plan update did not include the housing element. Historically, we've been able to use CDBG grants to do the housing element update every 5 years. We received an unfortunate word from the California Department of Housing and Community Development that our targeted income group numbers are not as far below the median as they have historically been. I don't understand that. I don't know what to tell you, because I don't think this community has gotten any wealthier. But there's some things that we won't qualify for anymore, including going through normal CDBG allocation for what's referred to as planning and technical assistance grants for the housing element. There may be some other opportunities that we're looking into through CDBG to get that grant funded. But I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, while we're removing it now, we may come back to you in 2021 or 2022 needing this $50,000 back to do the housing element portion of the general plan update. But for the meantime, we ask that it be deallocated or unallocated at this point in time. The next item down is in the police department, $25,948. Council's actually already done this budgetary transfer back in November. We received just under $26,000 more than we thought we were going to get from the Supplemental Law Enforcement Services Fund. So that relieved the general fund by that equal amount for our annual contract services with the Sheriff's Department. So $26,000 more will be funded by Supplemental Law Enforcement, which relieves the general fund by the same amount. And again, that's already been taken care of by Council at a previous meeting. The next line item is $1,533. When we've gone to late fine free at the library, that result in a reduction of revenue of just about $1,500 a year that's used to buy new print material. In order to keep the situation up and running and continue to give the library the opportunity to purchase additional print material, we'll move that out of the what's referred to as the Lost and Damaged Trust and ask that the general fund pick up that $1,500. Next, there's two line items regarding utilities. Recreation. Check that at the swimming pool and the parks, $2,000 each. This is just a matter of me not keeping up with PG&E rates when it comes to keeping the lights on and keeping the utilities going in both departments. And so the allocation we've been asking for is lights. We're asking for $2,000 additional for utility costs in each of those departments. Parks and Public Works, we're asking for this is actually going to be a transfer from the sewer fund. We're going to relieve the sewer fund of $7,000 and add to the Parks and Public Works by $7,000 beginning in July of 2019. Instead of looking at weekend duty as being primarily a sewer fund issue, overtime just follows the employee. If the employee is charged to the general fund, the overtime is charged to the general fund. If the employee is part of the sewer fund, their overtime is charged to the sewer fund. And the net result, it relieves the sewer fund by about $7,000 of overtime, and it's added to the general fund. And again, the next item, $25,000 in the fire department. This gets back to the staffing issue to deal with the vacancy that we discussed. We'll do our level best not to use that, but just as we've projected out, the money we're saving by not filling the code enforcement officer position still leaves us a bit short in dealing with that issue. And we're not quite sure when we'll have resolution regarding the employee that's out on workers' comp leave. And then finally, capital outlay, and that's we're asking for $210,000. $160,000 of that is the Cal Water issue we previously discussed. The other $50,000, when we did the budget, when we came to you in the budget last spring for 1920, we noted that the software, the $40,000 was merely a placeholder and that we would likely be more. We have it narrowed down to two options. One of them is going to require, in terms of upfront capital cost, the additional $50,000, but the monthly maintenance cost is going to be about $1,500 to $1,800, and that wouldn't start until next fiscal year. The other choice is quite a bit cheaper in terms of the initial upfront. It's in the $55,000 to $60,000 range, but the monthly maintenance cost on that, instead of being $1,800, is $2,800. Point being that over time, they're going to end up costing about the same. What we're requesting of council is that we go ahead and allocate the $50,000 to get us to $90,000 of upfront capital cost. And again, this would be for finance, human resources, and community development in terms of the software package that we are looking at. So that covers the requested allocations. What we'd be looking for council following discussion and questions is some sort of direction about which appropriations you'll approve or want to have us bring forward to the next city council meeting for approval. We cannot make a decision on those tonight, but we do want direction about what to bring back and not bring back. So I'll turn it over to you at this point in time.
Thank you. Gary, you want to start?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Mr. Salisbury, as always, thank you very much for a very detailed report. And it's always good news when we see positives in several key items, as we see tonight. And I'd just like to say, you have just an uncanny ability to dial in. You're extremely accurate on your projections year after year, and it follows this year with the exception of just a couple of basically minor items. But I'm pleased and very satisfied with your report and with the information provided, and I really have no questions. And as far as the suggested allocations in the future, I'm satisfied as presented tonight. I'll move forward with that when the time comes. So that's all I had, Madam Mayor. So good job, Tim and staff. And just want to say, thank you to staff for keeping your nose into the grindstone and staying within the budgeted allocations. So good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mr. Mello?
Yeah, on your attorney fees, it was, to me, I'm sure council will all agree, it was well worth the money that we pay for our attorney fees to see any kind of action in today's world. And I see movement, and I don't think we would have the movement we have without Mr. Hunt actually being our attorney. So it was well worth the extra money to see movement. That's all I have.
And so you're okay with the
allocations? Yes, I'm okay with it too.
Thank you. Joe?
I do just have the one question. I did not, on the new software thing, what was the second? You said the first one was $50,000?
The first one is actually going to be a total of $90,000. Okay. We've already allocated, as part of the 1920 original budget, $40,000 of capital expense. The first one is going to be $90,000 upfront cost for implementation. But then the estimated ongoing maintenance fees and to have them onboard it in the cloud is going to be about $1,800 a month. Okay. The other one, again, quite a bit cheaper, $55,000 to $60,000 for the upfront software cost. But we're looking at about $2,800 a month, about an additional $1,000 a month in terms of maintenance, and again, maintenance and hosting on the cloud.
Okay, that's all I am.
Thank you. Vice Mayor?
So following up on Joe's comments, so as far as the software, after about 2 years, it's going to be a push. The difference in the
Actually, I would tell you closer to 2.5 or 3, but yes, ultimately it would be a push, given the difference in the monthly maintenance cost, yes.
And then after that, we're falling behind with option 2 versus option 1.
Yes.
Current software dates back to?
1994.
Okay.
DOS.
DOS.
Might be, yes. I can't even open up my spreadsheets from the early 90s with my current software. So, yeah, no, I'm strongly in favor of upgrading the software. You know, we've talked about it before, and to be able for the department heads or managers to review their budgets and being into the 21st century.
Yeah, it would have real-time dashboard capabilities for our department heads.
Yeah, I have a question. Going back to your note 7 on the handout, transfer $7,000 of overtime to general fund.
Yes.
So that'll be a reduction in sewer enterprise?
That's a reduction in sewer enterprise, yes.
Just to make sure of that. And also for housing element, you figure around $50,000 to do the housing element?
Or those grants are generally $35,000. I know one year we had to double up on the grant. There was something more extensive in terms of the housing element. We actually got a double grant of $70,000. But I would tell you that ultimately $50,000 will likely more than cover a housing element portion of the, I would say particularly if we're able to piggyback that on with the existing consulting firm. We'd have to go out to RFP, but if we can somehow get some sort of piggyback clause on our existing general plan update, then our hopes are we'd get some economies of scale on that and have it as cheaply as possible. Yeah, it came as a bit of a surprise to us that something that we have routinely done every 5 years, going back to BFAN, I've been here 20 years, and it's happened every 5 years since before I got here, to suddenly find out that we don't qualify for those funding was a bit of a shocker. There's a potential under a different program called, I think it's called LEAP, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Under the LEAP program through HCD, but it's an over-the-counter, first-come, first-serve competitive versus these other types of grants. And as I'll lay it on the line bluntly now, given our less than stellar performance with the current over-the-counter grant performance, we may not be looked on real favorably for that particular source of funding. So. We would hope there would be the opportunity to go after it, but we'll have to wait and see. And there has not been a notice of funding availability for that program yet, so we aren't even in a position where we can even apply yet because it's not available for application as yet.
Okay, and then a kind of a related question: how are we on the general plan update? You got anything you can share with us tonight, or?
We have not heard from the company as of yet. I did reach out with an email advising them that we've secured our funding and move full steam ahead, and sooner the better, please.
Because originally we had broken that into three separate fiscal years, and we're going to kind of drag it along. But if we have the funding now, we'll ask them to move along at a.
Okay. Any idea on the county general plan update, how that's progressing? I haven't heard anything. I know
they're getting ready to do another meeting.
Are they?
Another, I believe, a community outreach meeting.
Okay.
So, which means we'll be fairly close behind them.
Okay, thank you. That's all, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I concur with everything Gary said. It's nice to see it positive and not negative. And also, the software is a necessity. We have to update that. We can't keep going. I have no problem with the appropriations request, so you can bring that forward. And that's all I have. Anybody else have anything else?
I got one more question, actually.
You bet.
With the because our building, every time when you walk out and you get rained on, so to speak. So if we've borrowed, and I understand the reason behind the borrowing and everything. What is our forward plan for being able to get back on board with actually maintaining the building?
So the future plan, as we've sat down with our community service director, Mr. Soth, is going to take more planning and design work. So we've actually met with our city engineer. And so kind of the remaining budget of that is actually going to be to put together a set of plans to actually detail the work with the remaining budget, and we'll be back next year with hopefully a good RFP process to move forward with the repairs of the building. There's going to be more work than just, hey, go fix this stuff, hang some gutters. So Mr. Soth, I know, met with Mr. Wanger just the other day, and we're going to start putting together the set of plans, actually go out to bid. Hopefully,
won't necessarily go out to bid, but we'll have a set of bidable plans.
Plans to actually repair the building and move forward with it. So we'll actually have another item in next year's budget to actually repair the building.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we can move on.
If we could, there's one item at the very bottom that we do need to. Are you done with your?
No, I just want to do a quick. I just want to do a quick overview of the enterprise, of the sewer enterprise fund before we move to street trees. So, Exhibit 3-1. I just want to point out one. Yes, Mr. McGinney, confirming that. Confirming that yes, there's a there's going to be a reduction of $7,000 in the overtime line item budget from 16 down to 9, resulting from the appropriations approval. And the only other thing I want to point out is when the original budget was presented to the council last spring and adopted, it was assumed that the increases that were in place, that were projected for last spring, were going to happen. Ultimately, they did not. So we've revised the revenue numbers to reflect the existing revenue levels for sewer enterprise. And that's what is in front of you this evening, is that, again, the sewer service fees and such are reflecting the rates in place, not the rates that were anticipated to be in place.
Anyone have any questions? Mr. Dominion?
So the sewer enterprise income is revised downward from 1.7?
Yes.
1.38 to 1.622?
Correct.
Okay, just want to be clear on that.
Any other questions or comments from council?
No, just Madam Mayor, in reference to, you know, I'm pleased with the budget, you know, to date where we're at, except for the sewer enterprise fund. It's clear that we need an increase in fees to cover our losses. So it's very clear, it stands out very clearly in the reports. So that's all I had to say.
We're working on it.
Yes, very, yep, moving forward on that. But as far as, you know, the other information, you know, these appropriations requests are just simply the cost of doing good business. So everything else looks good.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions, comments? Okay, I think we can move on.
Thank you very much for your time. I'll turn it over for the street tree conversation now.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Council members, as you are all aware, several meetings ago we came to council to move forward with the Lassen Street Rehabilitation Project, which will be from Sycamore Street to Wood. Walked the job last Thursday, I believe, with our city engineer and his engineer who's actually doing the design work. As you all know, we have some serious sidewalk issues in the city of Willows that are caused by trees. And walking this job, it's become apparent in order to be good stewards of the money that we're going to receive from the state and do this project, that we're going to have to remove some trees. So we're bringing this forward as a heads up, courtesy of the council, that we're looking at potentially 24 trees, not potentially, 24 trees need to come out. Most of those trees live on the east side of Lassen, pretty much all the way up along. In reviewing those trees with the city engineer, currently the root structure of the trees are pushing curb and gutter out into the street and are lifting sidewalks up. And as you know, we already have a lawsuit in the vicinity based off of damaged sidewalks. We talked about, you know, what we can do to work around and try to keep the trees in place, but there's really anything that we do that leaves the trees in place, 5 to 10 years down the road, you're going to see damage to what potentially is going to be a $600,000 project. I would guess that there will be some PR issues with taking trees out. Again, while we're bringing it forward to you. Probably going to look for maybe a little bit of direction from council. probably would need to do that at a regular meeting, if something agendizes this direction, as I don't want to go out and just make that decision on my own. As you all know, I'm walking out the door at the end of July, so the political ramifications for me is not there. It's going to live on the dais with you all. We would plant some trees back. The thought would be that the trees that we're going to take out, and again, most of them be on the east side and a little bit in the first block between Wood and Willow. On the west side, there's a few there. We would most likely, in the design, move that sidewalk from a parkway-type sidewalk to a contiguous sidewalk, so you'd have new curb and gutter, new sidewalk, handicap ramps, ADA accessible ramps, and then come back with not nearly as many trees as far away from the sidewalk, and whether or not they would wind up on private property or not. And that's some things I think that the city and the council are going to have to make some decisions on where they want to go in the future with these. So again, more of a just a heads up that this is out there. I have spoken to Councilmember Vice Mayor Domenichini a little bit about this. So any direction, but I'm assuming we'll be bringing something back.
So just as a heads up, I've also advised our city attorney to bring the sidewalk conversation before you in open session to talk the legalities. Also, our city engineer and community service director will be bringing back before you the new engineer standards for the city.
Yes.
Which basically will be what we're putting in across the street. Sidewalks clear down by the bottom, trees back up into the private property. I believe for the city, 30 to 50 years down the road, 15 years from now, that is the move that we should be making. So basically this is going to be a heads up that we're going to be bringing this forward to you. We are going to need to be doing something with these trees to repair these sidewalks. The trees are the issues. It's hard to rebuild a street and leave the issues still standing, unfortunately. But some of the trees need to come out anyways because they're not healthy. However, yes, and we'll get ahead of this some with the PR and start talking to the property owners as well. But do look forward to a conversation from the city attorney about this. However, on this item specifically, any direction you can kind of give us tonight as a consensus of we can move forward so we can start making plans for the project would be helpful.
There is potential. There may be some trees that are of a variety that are slower growers that don't have the root potential, that are younger trees that you might see a sidewalk that may meander a bit. We did that on the Sacramento Street project, which there's really nothing wrong with doing that. The sidewalk's in the city's right of way, so if we've got some crepe myrtles that are healthy, existing trees that we can put sidewalk in and new curb and gutter, they're not usually an invasive problem tree. So you might see some sidewalk being at the parkway and then it would meander and then be contiguous, which adds some character, if you want to use that term. So.
As long as they're not buckled, we're good. You guys have anything else? Is that okay? Gary, you have anything to add?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, actually I do. Yeah, this is a discussion that you know we obviously need to have. I like trees. We all like trees. I planted 6 Raywood ash trees, 20 years ago with a new sidewalk, and my new sidewalk is buckling because it just is. I like my trees, but and not only my sidewalk, my gutters also, you know, and I maintain my place and very well, and yeah, the tree roots are a problem, and you know that we have an ancient city approved tree list that I went by when I planted, and some of those trees are just a bad fit, and we know it. But like you said, yeah, this is an area that needs to be addressed. The trees are great, and if we can have trees, looking forward to the discussion on the setback for trees and yards, you know, and it's going to be the right trees and the placement of the trees, because tree roots are destructive, as we know, as very destructive, and it's throughout the city. and it's a discussion we're, you know, we're going to have, so yeah, I look forward to that. So I like the idea of, you know, the setback, and also let's taper the tree list and plant the right trees so we don't have, you know, these problems. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a change moving forward, but, you know, our sidewalks and curbs and gutters are getting torn up badly, you know, crumbling as we speak, and it's because of the trees, the wrong trees in the wrong places, and we know it, so, but it does need to be addressed, definitely. It's a safety issue with the sidewalks, as we know from claims. So, discussion, I look forward to having that discussion down the road. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Yuri. Mr. Mella?
I'm looking forward to having that discussion also. That's all I have.
Mr. Fletcher?
Well, I too like trees, although my wife would probably disagree with the statement, seeing as I've taken 90% of mine out. But it was for the same reason, is because my sidewalks were getting completely tore up and I had to replace them. So I understand that. I also understand that there are going to be those hardliners that don't want to get rid of that tree in front of their home, but once again, if we're going to look further down the road, we're going to have to do something to get so that we, as people who live here, can walk down the street without stumbling. So I'm all for looking forward to doing it.
Thank you, Joe. Mr. Domenici?
Steve, you gave us the theme for tonight, good stewards of the public money. And that's really what it comes down to. If we keep putting the green strip, the trees in the green strip, it's just a waste of money. We might as well get a little burn barrel and toss some money in there and toss a match in as long term. So yeah, we need to change our standards. But I will say I want to see 6-foot sidewalks. Again, you gotta be able to fit two baby carriages side by side, two strollers side by side, okay? You gotta do that. I mean, this has been a pet peeve of mine for years. I really don't care to see what is basically concrete trails on the sides of the streets. So we need to look at
that. Adds considerable cost to your project.
I know it does, you know, but something as a goal for the city, you know, where we can start getting just a little bit more width.
You know, that
the city manager pointed out, we're going to be bringing some design standards that the Coastline's worked on, and it's been a while. Mm-hmm. Fall through the cracks. Those have been sitting in my computer. I haven't gotten here in a timely fashion, so I don't think there's 6-foot sidewalks in those. That may be something when those come. We want to maybe have that discussion. And when I said about budget, something I didn't share, taking of those trees out, uh-huh, is something that we're most likely going to need to do in-house with my limited crew, which means there's potential for, again, public outcry. So we have a lengthy tree list right now that we don't get to because of manpower issues. But according to our city engineer, they're looking at estimates of $3,000 to $7,000 per tree to get tree people to take them out. So, and the project cannot afford, I mean, we'll wind up spending money on taking out trees and not be able to finish the project. So we'll be looking at trying to figure out how to fit that into the work schedule, being all hands on deck as we move forward. And we definitely would not want to start that. We have to get this project designed, we have to get it out to bid and get it approved. Because what I don't want to have happen is take trees out and then something glitch with the funding,
Well, that was going to be a follow-up question, is the funding, the resources for taking those trees out. You know, that was going to be one of my questions. Was
generally, you know, in the project, but again, the project budgets are so tight, again, mm-hmm, because they're put on the list so long ago, and we try to adjust them, and they never know when they're going to come up, and so they always seem to be really tight on funding, so we don't want to.
Yeah.
All that on taking out trees.
Because this was originally designed 4 or 5 years ago or more? More than that?
It was
two predecessors ago? Or?
I think Mr. Tyhurst was in the
okay
chair at the time.
Yeah. Well, another note on the sidewalks, getting the standards for the South Willows development. you know, at least getting that, the new construction, you know, with a more palatable setup sidewalks for pedestrians would be nice. You know, since that'll be new construction, basically they've got a blank slate down there. It's not like us retrofitting here. So, that's all, Madam Mayor.
Okay, I'm going to save my questions and comments for when it's actually brought forward because I don't want to rehash everything. So, thank you, though, for the heads up. And with that being said, we are going to adjourn this meeting at 6:15.
By golly.